podcast is created as a part of the Podcast Lab by India Film Project in association with Anchor by Spotify. You, me, films, and the world is equal to this podcast. No, take two. You, me, and just geeking about films is equal to this podcast you're listening to. This is Around the World in 8mm. I am Prakar Patidar and I talk films. When we were learning to evaluate, or a better word would be analyze, when we were learning to analyze literary pieces, we'd break a text in terms of its structure, characters and writing style, themes, motifs, so on and so forth. And similar applies to visual texts, with added categories of direction, acting, you get the gist. Even when I would just dabble with literary texts, and later when I started reading visual texts, characters have been my favorite element of story to talk about. They're the perfect center where all the other elements come together, you know, and in a lot of ways, they become the medium of exercising and elevating those elements. This is why a lot of writing advice revolves around creating well-rounded, interesting characters. And I know giving consensus on a series, especially a sitcom, just bases the pilot is too soon. Any series deserves to be watched till, say, the 10th episode or mid-season finale, or, you know, unless it's really bad. Like, have you seen the How I Met Your Father pilot? It's all over the place. But anyway, why I brought up characters as an important element of storytelling is that in a pilot, if nothing, an interesting character will make you stay. That is what happens with Schitt's Creek pilot. Now, we all know that Schitt's Creek blew up in its last seasons and dominated the 2020 Emmy. It is hailed as this inventive sitcom because of the way it steers clear of stereotypical representation of so many things. However, this happened over time. Each and every episode contributed to it in its own way. To be able to predict any of it just by the pilot is impossible. So I'll talk about what the pilot tells us. And honestly, had there not been so much context to how the series develops, I would not have wanted to watch the next episode because the pilot is not too bad but not too great either. It does not compel you to want to watch further, does not make you laugh quite as much, and has an interesting but possible plot. But it does give you really eccentric characters. They're really annoying. They aren't people you will like roses. I mean, Stevie is likable from get-go because she shares a dislike for the main four. It is given that the small town they have moved to will significantly change them, humble them, and make them the characters that people grow to love by the time the series ended. Why are they in this town again? They went bankrupt. This town they bought as a joke because of its name is their only saving grace and a good example of how the show capitalizes on the absurdities of the rich. My mom often comments that the rich lose their minds because they don't know what to do with so much money. And it kind of is evident here. You have Johnny Rose, the money maker of the family, and also the anchor. You know those characters who are the relatively sane ones amidst the other eccentric ones caught in a comedic situation? It is the normality of this character that is leveraged to highlight the eccentricities of the others. Speaking of eccentric ones, and especially in a very narcissistic way, we have his wife, Moira. Once an actress, forever a princess kind of person. She loves her diamonds and is the kind of person who would assume the receptionist stole them when she misplaces them. She's clearly the least likable, or better yet, the most annoying out of the lot. Moira Rose better have a pretty solid arc in the episodes to follow. The pair has two children. They're adults, but they are dependent on their parents and bicker like 12-year-olds constantly. Alexis would be your seemingly shallow but actually just naive character, and David, played by Dan Levy, who also created the show along with his real and on-screen father Eugene Levy. So David would be the neurotic character who calculates the relation between the position of bed and the possibilities of getting murdered in a shitty motel. So these four, and the rude receptionist, and the small town guy who does not understand boundaries kind of mare, are the characters we meet in the pilot. The show makes fun of the entitlement of the rich and the simplicity of the smaller towns alike. If nothing, it at least makes you curious about how these interesting characters interact and change over the course of the show. We start with all that the Roses owe being confiscated and end with them ending up in a town they own but really have nothing much left. It reminded me a lot of Arrested Development. It also has a similar plot, you know, the rich Bluth family is at the brink of losing it all as George Bluth gets jailed for fraud. a lot of eccentric characters. Wow, I've been using eccentric a lot in this episode. Anyway, I'd say even more so than the roses, and it is just total chaos, a very funny chaos, but also the kind of chaos that you would need time to get used to. Arrested Development has really smart writing backing it. In Schitt's Creek, things don't get as chaotic as they get real. Arrested Development is almost mean to its characters. You will never like any of them, really, but they are fun to watch. Schitt's Creek starts off at the same place, but from what I know of the later seasons, it will take a different trajectory. From the very first scene, it sets the tone of what kind of humor one must expect. It is lighthearted, mostly always at the expense of the main characters. Will I watch the next episode? I don't know yet. I'm more in the serious drama phase right now, which made the pilot we talked about in the last episode fits better. But if I were looking for some lighthearted, wholesome entertainment, I most probably would have. For the next episode, we will be talking about a Japanese thriller series, more like sci-fi, one that has the most intriguing plot out of all the plots I have covered so far. And have you heard the quote, "We are all mad here"? It might remind you of something that the title of this series is borrowed from. Do check out the podcast Instagram page @aroundtheworld_8mm to find more cinema-related content. This page will also lead you to what I am up to, that is, if you're interested. Find us on Instagram and let's talk films. And hey, don't forget to treat yourself with a good film this week.